Still,
the guest.
I should just be drinking a ginger beer or something. Nonetheless, many of my listeners will probably enjoy drinking a nice ice-cold Ramune soda, naturally flavored, lychee flavor. Lychee.
The spiritual athlete often changes the color of his clothes.
Lychee.
But his mind remains gray and lovely.
Remains gray?
The spiritual athlete often changes the color of his clothes.
He has to work out in the spiritual gym.
But his mind remains gray and loveless. Or...
gray and loveless, you say?
He sits inside the shrine room all day.
Your mind is the only part of you that they do love.
Or he drills holes in his ears.
Ew.
His beard grows enormous and matted.
They drill the holes over at Dermophilia.
He goes.
They'll pierce you as well as tattoo you over there.
Strangles his impulses.
And the interesting thing is,
makes himself neither male nor female,
that women come in and get tattooed.
Or he shaves his skull
on very sensitive parts of their bodies.
Puts his robe in an orange vat.
And they just lie there and get it done.
And becomes a terrific talker.
But the men, however tough guys they may be,
says, actually, you are going in a hearse.
When that tattoo needle gets going,
the country of death.
The men go, ow, ooh, stop.
Ooh.
The women just... just get tattooed. They don't do all that moaning and complaining and jerking around, which makes it harder for the tattooist to do it. Yes, indeed. Make sure you have plenty of water.
As an old person,
the water, if you are an old person, must be holy, holy.
Goes out.
The whole thing.
Ask for carfare.
Astro carfare? Oh, ask for carfare, yes.
The Holy One.
Just call an Uber.
As an old person in a cheap hotel.
This is no disguise. I'm superannuated, aged.
For carfare.
Blasted with antiquity.
But I never seem to catch sight of him.
374 years old, going on 375 this November 28th.
And if I did, what would I ask him for?
You can ask for what your heart desires, but it may not be available.
He has already experienced what is missing in my life.
There are some things that even the genie, the spirits of the air that can fulfill your wishes, you should not ask for.
And if I did see him, what would I ask him for?
Because it makes him mad, and you don't want them mad at you.
He has already experienced what is missing in my life.
All the things I'm missing. Good victuals, love, and kissing. Waiting at the end of my ride.
This old person. Now, let the events...
Only about an inch of this super sweet liquid left in the bottle. Let's hope I don't go into glycemic shock from drinking it. Down the hatch, over the lips and past the gums. Look out, Isle of Langerhans. Here it comes.
We've got errands you can run and all kinds of stuff to do, so come on over.
Rewind the tape.
You'll all come over?
All three listeners?
You bring me a glass of water?
Yes, try some of this lychee soda instead, for the far-flung Isles of Langerhans. Yes,
we'll all meet at Good Food tomorrow morning at 4:30 a.m.
It's not Good Food, it's called Gud Fud. It hasn't been open for years.
but and end up somewhere in the valley.
If you want to go to a place that's open at 5 a.m.,
this ceremony was described
in the East Bay
as testiculi sibi contius ugi.
Go to Dream Fluff Donuts.
The scampers sixth away, sense.
Laden with the secret of his own virility.
I hope you've all heard Julian Lennon's new hit,
this
Cheese and Onions.
This is the first mention in the literature of Rue Mouse. Mentioned
the first food monster song he sang.
Take that, you little glass marble. You know, if I could break this bottle open, I could keep the marble. Otherwise, I'm losing my marbles. Okay, that's over and done with. Blorch. Blorch. A cup of tea would probably have been better for me.
The Rue Mouse is the tiny visitor or interloper who scurries away and hides amid the wood shavings on the floor.
That nasty little rodent.
That's it. Down to the station. We'll be waiting outside for you guys anytime you want. You bring your guys. We got our guys. Come on down now. You bring them outside the station and
it seems to rotate on
so you see. Bicarbonate of soda because Saint Stupid has penetrated to the truth of the secret. Yes, it is rumors. He exists.
It's 12:06 a.m. and they're discoing up a storm next door.
Trample or crush the forces of evil. Soon, once again, evil shall have to crawl into its hole. And good, once more shall overflow.
Why can't they just let me be?
Gotta go.
Say I'm crazy. Just break this.
DJ Otto's on a bum trip again.
At the Otto Show.
Otto Show.
And problem solved. Was very much.
So you're a subgenius, are you? Well, let's inspect your beautiful new home.
Because
as a subgenius, you'll be able to live in spacious modern housing like this, all built of JVH plastic.
People,
heavily plastic, mere molecules thick.
My wife.
Here's the 200-mile Trail of Tears golf course.
I don't play the game.
And you'll be splashing in the Olympic-sized acid-filled swimming pool.
I like the pool, but not the acid.
As a subgenius, you'll be entitled to benefits.
Oh, it's lysergic acid.
However long that may be. There'll be a place for the wife and the kids. Not to mention the old folks, too. And it's all happening at Subgenius Acres and Condominium Terrace Golf Clubs.
Yeehaw! Oh no, vampires are gonna bite me. I ain't got the stuff they like inside me. So you're going to watch the first contact video before I debut it on my show, yo? Well, go ahead.
Outspirational change.
Yes, we have hour after hour of laughs, barks, gags, bonks, and chuckles, and a mean thrill on the Church of the Subgenius program.
Don't forget Club Dead.
And you'll see
Club Dead. That's the name of the novel by Nikhil Singh that I'll read after I finish Dakini Atoll.
Later today, Subgenius, Hour of Power.
You know, a Dakini is, well, she's kind of like this chick, you know. It's not like no bikini at all, or no bikini at all. Unfortunately, no, there are giant spiders and things to deal with. Oh, the future isn't going to be that much fun. It's after a series of plagues. COVID was just the beginning, and people will have prions that turn them kind of into zombies.
You can win a date with Jerry Jeff Cutler by calling the show. Call now. Call 848-4425. That's 848-4425. Win a date with the country's most eligible congenial boss, Jerry Jeff Cutler. Call now.
Well, this better work. That's all I have to say.
You have a night on the town at Fabulous Stupidio's restaurant. And Jerry Jeff Cutler will be on.
Stupidio's is very expensive, so I don't eat at places that cost so much.
Yes, you'll see it all.
Little Cindy got in
the
car.
With Jerry
she didn't
Jeff
care
Clark.
If it was halfway full of frozen yogurt and her feet were cold and clammy.
Hello, greetings,
a
and welcome.
A cake was in her mouth.
Which and every night, please.
The tear was in her eye. Says I, I'm coming from the south. So call her, don't you cry. O'er gardens lulled with ghostly light in music learned. The languorous moon, the burden of the murmured night. Where amaranthine lilies wore, in lofty pallor fully blown, an ivory silence evermore. Bemused, I saw the night's white song, the flower's moon-measured lullaby, its visible pale rune prolong. Spelled reluctant ear, a whisper louder than the light pierced as from alien presence near. Till half I deemed to shortly see a silver seraph of the moon or star shape harping mystery. But wingless yet, the midnight seemed, the garden footless to my gaze, save for a wind that briefly gleamed upon the pensive, paced hours, and moonlight fluttering like a moth amid the swayed, enormous flowers. It strikes me that to old Clark Ashton Smith left a split infinitive in that poem. But so what? Who cares? I'll just make myself not care. Everybody should see the movie Sinners. It gets the Ask Dr. Hal seal of approval. Ryan Coogler is a genius. His movie is unforgettable. It's historical. It's supernatural. It's even a musical. And even the vampires make their own music, which is most intriguing to listen to. It's one of the best movies I've seen for a long time.
Hunger on the train, ride the lonesome rail.
It takes place in Clarksdale, Mississippi. 1931.
Niggas stole my baby. she's in the lonesome jail. He took my mama, got her to the town of Rome. He took my mama, got her to the town of Rome. Now she's screaming and crying, Papa, let your mama come back home. From my bosom friend, I stole my good gal from my bosom friend.
And everybody in the movie Sinners is a superb actor.
That fool got lucky, he stole her back again.
One of the main parts is
good, Miss So-and-so.
Two characters played by the same person. And with today's technology, one can light the cigarette of the other.
Mouth chock full of good gold. And a woman I love got a mouth chock full of good gold. Every time she hug and kiss me and make my blood run cold. When you see two women running hand in hand.
Maybe there have been too many movies about vampires. They are a danger to non-vampires.
Bet you my last dollar one done stole
you. But the movie also recognizes that they have a point of view. And they make some good arguments. Now, Ryan Coogler made the movie Fruitvale Station about the police killing of a young black man on BART. And everybody sat up and said, what's this? This guy is amazing. And so Marvel, the Marvel Universe, hired Mr. Coogler to make a Black Panther movie called Wakanda Forever. This movie was also incredibly successful. So they gave him millions of dollars to make his next movie, which was Sinners. And it's in the past, in Clarksdale, Mississippi. And there are vampires there. It's full of great music, as I said. Well, one thing Ryan Coogler learned from doing Marvel movies is that there are all these special ends. So you're watching the credits and then suddenly more of the movie comes and takes place. Then there are more credits and yet there's another ending. It ends several times. And in one of these endings, spoiler alert, I don't care about spoiling it. A lot of my listeners will never even see this movie. But it's something he learned from the Marvel movies, that you don't have to have just one ending. And so years after the horrendous events depicted in the movie, the survivor who escapes the vampiric inferno with a hideously scarred face and only the neck of his beautiful guitar clutched in his hand, he becomes a famous blues musician, and he goes to Chicago or New York or some northern city, and he's sitting in a bar there one night, and they say, some friends of yours came, and we invited them in. Friends? No, they're vampires. And you know, you have to invite vampires in. Whiskey. They can't come in if you don't invite them, but the people working at the bar had no idea that's what they were. And so they come into where the guy, now an old, beloved blues musician, is sitting. And there, too, they're a man and a woman. They're recognizable from all that went down in Mississippi in 1931. And they come over and they greet him in a friendly way. And then the man, vampire, leans over and he sniffs him and says, oh, well, you haven't got much more. The vampire can tell death, can knows all about death, can tell when you're going to die, can tell he's not long for this world. But they don't come in to attack the guy. They come in because they love his music. And they leave after they exchange pleasantries. Go back out into the night. Well, that's one of the three endings the movie has. Watch this film.
I've got these blues, because I'm not satisfied. I've got these blues, I'm not satisfied. That's the reason why I stole away and cried. Blues grabbed me in midnight, then turned me loose till day.
The movies can operate like a real time machine. And I had a question here about time machines in this. Was it in this stack? Maybe it's in a different stack, but it. No, wait a minute. Yeah. This is of some interest. It's hi, Dr. Hal. Love your show. My question is, what is the best real time machine we have built so far? We, the human race. Well, that's an interesting question. I much prefer it to being asked about the Higgs boson and Hilbert space and so forth. Those answers can be given, but they tend not to be entertaining. An audience gets restless. They're waiting for a punchline, waiting for a conclusion, waiting to be entertained. You've got to entertain them with your answers, if you're a professional question answerer. Yes, you do. And so I should preface my answer by saying, to the best of my knowledge, there's nothing in the laws of physics that prevents time travel. Yeah. According to special relativity, whenever something moves, time runs slowly on it, seen from surroundings that aren't moving the same way. Like my remark about the micro-worlds earlier, the atomic motion is so fast, time for beings in the micro dimension, centuries go by in seconds. It's actually faster than that. A frequent flyer crossing the Atlantic once a week for 40 years would have moved about 1/1000th of a second into the future. 40 flights across the Atlantic. Of course, you can fly against the direction of the sunrise.
To come back to Newport.
Well, what is the best time machine that has been built so far?
Come back to Newport.
If you're not counting secret projects, and if they're secret, you can't mention them, right? But there was a time machine built, and it's called Voyager 1. You see, if, according to special relativity, if something is moving with respect to Earth, then its clock will run slower when we compare it to our clocks here on this planet. Meaning that if it ever came back, it would have moved into its future. So what we need, therefore, to make a good time machine is something that has traveled as quickly as possible. Ideally, for a long period of time. Now, Voyager 1, V'ger, as they call it, was launched in 1977, the year I came to San Francisco. It was launched to study Jupiter and Saturn, but it had further programming, which was to go on out of the solar system. and I believe it has just left the system, or it may be just leaving the system. It's hard to say for sure because, also, as I mentioned earlier, the boundary of the solar system is not cut and dried, and there is that thermal barrier. Now, because Voyager 1 travels at about 17,000 meters per second, or in imperial measure, 38,000 miles per hour, and has been on its way for decades, it has become a real time machine. It's moved about 1.1 seconds into the future. Oh, yes, I know. We're used to time machines like Doctor Who's TARDIS that disappear from one point in time and appear at another. But Voyager has never disappeared into the future. Instead, if we had super powerful telescopes, we could see that a clock on Voyager was showing a time 1.1 seconds behind Earth time. And if there were people on Voyager, they would have experienced... they would have experienced that time phenomenon. They would have experienced 1.1 fewer seconds than we have on Earth. And this isn't just an effect. They would genuinely be younger. And if this is hard to imagine, let's say instead that a spaceship had moved fast enough that its clock was 100 years behind Earth's time. When the occupants returned, 100 extra years would have elapsed on Earth. They would have moved 100 years into their future. It's approaching half past the hour on a brand new Saturday.
Okay, I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air. I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge?
Go to the Radio Valencia website.
A couple of dollars. It's not that much.
Press the donate button.
We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it without
you. It'll suck your money in.
We played Margot Hemingway's new album. We debuted it, premiered it on this station. We're the only station.
She was in a movie called Lipstick.
Play the Fish cheer all the way through.
Bet you didn't know Fish could cheer.
We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out. We play a lot of crap, but that's what you want, you know? Now, we've sponsored a lot of public service stuff, man. We had the show on Saturday nights. We had a whole series on how to beat Bank AmeriCard. A lot of people, you know, want us to repeat it, you know? We're getting a lot of heat from the government. We're still going to repeat it, you know? The management says to go ahead and repeat it, so we're going to be able to play it for you people again. We had Mrs. Rosemary Kennedy's biography, her intimate biography, stuff that was uncovered about her life. We had that stuff on. You know, about how really badly she felt about her son's dying.
Turn on your radio.
Turn on your radio. Favorite sounds you hear everywhere that you go. On your radio.
It's the happening sound.
On your radio.
Yeah, the happening sound.
Where the hell are you? Let's get some phone calls. 555-2150. What about you people in labor? Come on. Every Friday night we've been sponsoring a wobbly hour. We've been having old weird wobbly guys who were at the IWW back
I know
in the 20s and stuff. Let's back us up. We're in the same boat.
He's on over the edge.
It's us.
He's on
the
over
Let's
the
go.
Edge. That's what he
Let's
is.
Let's beat the world tonight. Come on, sheet metal people. Where are you?
Together, okay, Sam. And taped with pieces of dirty cellophane. That's
Nobody's
me.
Nobody's even noticed that I've added lights to the radio. Ill-suited and ill-designed. What'd
you say? Get rid of all you leftover soda bottle crap here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I didn't know what that one was.
Actually, these little pieces are intriguing. They might be useful for something. They're molded plastic. Here's one that looks sort of like a jeweler's loop.
To be the children.
Who is the first person?
Children of the night. And there's no wastebasket here in the station. You're supposed to take all your stuff out.
A little star of K-Rob in Bethlehem.
This ceiling fan automatically takes our DNA out.
It's 12:30 a.m. in the city of San Francisco, and you are listening to the Ask Dr. Al Show live on radio on listener-confounded RadioValencia.fm. Be with us until we reach the top of the hour, and then we will return you to the tender mercies of DJ Otto. Forewarned is forearmed, so get those arms, those extra arms, limbered up.
Our garages into outer space.
Actually, if you want me to...
Leaving behind their
outer space.
If you want me to put it down to it, they were World War II vets who all voted
for Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah.
No, this is probably a Twilight Zone episode?
Because Trump's a robot.
This is...
I remember I had to take the echo off.
America.
Oh, welcome to hell. What happened to Welcome to Hell?
The
gang will put on a show. They always seem to be putting on a show. You remember that? It's always a show. It's a talent show.
It's the
and
third
the,
set
they decorate
that.
The dog. I mean, it's always hell.
The show is a lot like those little Kathy Barrows you guys talk about. You scare the show and then it's really good.
Man. I feel like I'm in the stomach of a
Ronald Reagan.
Roland Redball? No. And then there was the immortal classic.
Oh, believe me, you're no Richard Nixon.
Same page, you see, you've got to get on that page. It's the new technology.
Oh, yeah,
what
we have to
hell?
Be on the same page. Is that
it
the
helps
page?
You synchronize your events and coordinate
me. You're actually
on a literal
me.
Page.
I thought they were talking
one.
About the script of life and that you're on a different page of your script than
well,
I am.
Well, these are ancillary.
Script.
They're outlines. They're diagrams.
These metaphorical euphemisms.
They're sidebars to the story
bring
of
into
life.
The story in a way that will describe happenings, things that have happened before and haven't happened yet. Some of them are happening right now.
Moving their lips. Yes, there's constant turnover. The engine of the universe is idling. Much is happening.
So much. While you're just sitting there and you're...
Yes, what are you doing? You are spoiling everything by your inaction.
This is Batman.
And Robin.
With exclusive news for KHJ listeners.
It's the Batphone Secret Number Contest presented by Boss Radio.
There's a terrific prize for the first KHJ listener to guess the secret number of our Batphone.
You've seen us answering the Batphone on TV. It's a special hotline Commissioner Gordon uses to contact us whenever there's trouble.
There are 7 digits in the Batphone secret number. Listen to what you'll win if yours is the first correct answer received by KHJ.
You'll visit Batman and me at 20th Century Fox and be our guest for lunch at the studio.
Then you'll ride to the Batcave in the Batmobile. Mobile, where Robin and I will present you with a 1966 console color television set.
Wow. To visit us and win the color TV, just guess the secret Batphone number.
Here's clue number one. The numbers 9, 3, and 0 are in the Batphone secret number, though not necessarily in that order.
Send your guess on postcard only, please, to Batman, Box 38, 130, Hollywood. That address is Box 38, 130, Hollywood.
Watch for Robin and me on Channel 7 Wednesday and Thursday nights. And keep it on KHJ for more clues in the Batphone Secret Number Contest.
You think of it, well, if it had been in a movie of the 90s, and it probably was, it would be like a forward-looking, you know, hip, futuristic thing.
Yeah, like...
And now
the,
looking
hip,
back...
Like the Crow.
Hip. Yeah, exactly.
The Crow,
hip,
man.
Hip or gosh. Batman Returns. What is it?
Batman does return.
I don't think so. No, that's too much.
Yeah. It's so totally
oh,
different.
That's right.
I'm like moving. You
wow.
can't even see it on a GPS.
So this is like...
Small the distance
this
I'm moving.
This is the 11th dimension then.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I pretty much just go into a 11th dimension to go home.
But what's the current...
I don't know why people would use any other dimension.
No. Well, it's quicker. It's just, it doesn't bottle you up in the freeway. You can just...
Yeah, Michael Pepe, I've been...
Just go to around those other 10.
I'm sure you know about
all
it.
All of them, you know what they are?
You probably haven't heard about this. It's rather obscure,
Well, I have heard about it, and what happened was, as we know, in the first fifth of a second, the other seven dimensions curled up into themselves. They curled up into a tiny little ball.
Look at these dimensions.
And that's where they came from, and the other four dimensions expanded, made our universe. Not expanded, what do you call
it? I don't know. K-Rob? Yes or no? Yes.
He nods his head. That's
there you go.
For me.
That's one for you, K-Rob.
That's like...
Pepe.
No.
How did they vote on Michael Pepe's proposition to unify the universe string theory?
Please unify the universe so I go home.
So that's what happened. So
reset the universe for Michael Pepe.
Otherwise, I might miss my trajectory.
This is what happened according to the great Edgar Witten, who not only came up with the 11-dimension string theory in the first place,
hippie.
And then three other people came up with more versions of it, and there were four versions, and he subsumed all four into himself and to make one huge version. And that's the version of reality that we have.
Hi, viewers. What the hell are you doing? What happened?
What happened to humanity?
That's not right.
Five viewers?
All machines go to sleep.
Is that shutting off?
Is this still on?
Machines go to sleep now. Stop listening. Go to sleep now.
Excuse me.
Where are we anyway? Here. Let's see.
They will never stop.
Never-ending, still beginning. Never-ending, still beginning.
Just think of those people out there.
Now I have headphone hair.
Boop.
They're sweating and bleeding for your show right now.
Boop. Robot.
Well, let's go down to the malt shop and get us some cotton candy.
Oh, here we are.
Stay away from Pop's malt shop.
Oh, yeah.
Whiz Burgers is good, though.
I'm ready to roll
skate.
Kevin,
this was turned into a skating rink after that guy left.
Well, why don't you just
skate around and round on the pond?
Vision ice cream.
I think that's like Rob.
That's what we're looking for is ice cream and roller skates.
And some decorative trash cans on the corner would be nice.
Well,
your cash ain't nothing but trash.
Michael Pepe missed the
amazing
K-Rob Film Farm.
Outstanding.
YKW TKO. Transmitting on 101.1 megahertz.
What the?
This is a state of communication.
Come on, man. Be
emergency.
Cool.
1 megahertz.
State of communication.
Yes, it megahertz so good. And don't forget the oucha cycles. But perhaps I'm mistaken in introducing them at this point. Was he echoing? Ah, yes, those echoing voices. Good morning, Mr. Echo, imaginary. Yeah, how are you today?
But who can ever tell? It's all counterfeit creation, inexpertly glued together, taped with pieces of dirty cellophane tape.
Nobody's even noticed that I've added lights to the radio. Ill-suited and ill-designed.
What'd you say there, Hal?
Oh, you did? Ill-suited Worcester.
But I didn't know if that was.
Did we not offer
spy jazz?
All forgiveness
spy jazz
unto you.
All right. So the question is, if
I have done, my conscience urged me to. Facebook.com.
A great Scott.
At least it's K and Scott.
Scott.
I know it's been you.
Bear Wooster to the death.
Okay, we're sorry. Info in.
Other offenders. We shall pause upon
Robin Bethlehem.
This ceiling fan.
Rebellion in this land shall lose its sway, barring the check of such another day.
DNA analysis.
Levitin.
Everyone is now.
That's where they levitate. See.
Relationship to K-Rob. 23krob.com.
So all of the people who live in Levittown levitate. They float right up out of their two-car garages into outer space.
Actually, if you want me to...
Leaving behind their three children.
If you want me to put it down to it, they were World War II, World War II vets who all voted for Trump.
Robot.
Yeah.
No, this is probably a Twilight Zone episode?
Because Trump's a robot.
This is...
Remember, I took the echo off.
America.
Oh, welcome to hell. What happened to Welcome to Hell? The gang will put on a show. They
Howdy from hell.
On a show.
Yes,
it's always a show. It's a talent show.
It's the
and
third
the, they decorate
that.
The dog. I mean, it's always hell.
Ravaging the entire country, which for the first day or two was without defenders. For myself, I have invincible confidence in the French army and its leaders. Only a very small part of that splendid army has yet been heavily engaged. And only a very small part of France has yet been invaded. There is good evidence to show that practically the whole of the specialized and mechanized forces of the enemy have been already thrown into the battle. And we know that very heavy losses have been inflicted upon them. No officer or man, no brigade or division, which grapples at close quarters with the enemy, wherever encountered, can fail to make a worthy contribution to the general result. The armies must cast away the idea of resisting attack behind concrete lines or natural obstacles, and must realize that mastery can only be regained by furious and unrelenting assault. And this spirit must not only animate the high command, but must inspire every fighting man. In the air, often at serious odds, often at odds hitherto thought overwhelming, we have been clawing down 3 or 4 to 1 of our enemies. And the relative balance of the British and German air forces is now considerably more favorable to us than at the beginning of the battle. In cutting down the German bombers, we are fighting our own battle, as well as that of France. My confidence in our ability to fight it out to the finish with the German Air Force has been strengthened by the fierce encounters which have taken place and are taking place. At the same time, our heavy bombers are striking nightly at the taproot of German mechanized power and have already inflicted serious damage upon the oil refineries on which the Nazi effort to dominate the world directly depends. We must expect that as soon as stability is reached on the Western Front, the bulk of that hideous apparatus of aggression, which dashed Holland into ruin and slavery in a few days, will be turned upon us. I'm sure I speak for all when I say we are ready to face it, to endure it, and to retaliate against it to any extent that the unwritten laws of war permit. There will be many men and many women in this island who, when the ordeal comes upon them, as come it will feel comfort and even a pride that they are sharing the perils of our lads at the front, soldiers, sailors, and airmen, God bless them, and are drawing away for them a part, at least, of the onslaught they have to bear. Is not this the appointed time for all to make the utmost exertions in their power? If the battle is to be won, we must provide our men with ever-increasing quantities of the weapons and ammunition they need. We must have, and have quickly, more aeroplanes, more tanks, more shells, more guns, There is imperious need for these vital munitions. They increase our strength against the powerfully armed enemy. They replace the wastage of the obstinate struggle. And the knowledge that wastage will speedily be replaced enables us to draw more readily upon our reserves and throw them in now that everything counts so much. Our task is not only to win the battle, but to win the war. After this battle in France abates its force, there will come the battle for our islands. For all that Britain is and all that Britain means, that will be the struggle. In that supreme emergency, we shall not hesitate to take every step, even the most drastic, to call forth from our people the last ounce and the last inch of effort of which they are capable. The interests of property, the hours of labor, are nothing compared to the struggle for life and honor, for right and freedom, to which we have vowed ourselves. I have received from the chiefs of the French Republic, and in particular from its indomitable Prime Minister, Monsieur Reynaud, the most sacred pledges that whatever happens, they will fight to the end, be it bitter nor be it glorious. Nay, if we fight to the end, it can only be glorious. Having received His Majesty's commission, I have formed an administration of men and women of every party and of almost every point of view. We have differed and quarreled in the past, but now one bond unites us all: to wage war until victory is won, and never to surrender ourselves to servitude and shame, whatever the cost and the agony may be. This is one of the most awe-striking periods in the long history of France and Britain. It is also, beyond doubt, the most sublime. Side by side, unaided except by their kith and kin in the great dominions and by the wide empires which rest beneath their shield, side by side, the British and French peoples have advanced to rescue not only Europe, but mankind from the foulest and most soul-destroying tyranny which has ever darkened and stained the pages of history.
Thank you, Prime Minister Churchill. Of course, he fought against fascism. My own father fought, but here in my own time, we elected them into office. And no fascist, once elected, ever leaves by the same way. They must be fought and exterminated because they will not cede power. You know, I think I know exactly what I need to do now.
They would. They stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Well, they'll stone you when you're walking on the street. They'll stone seat. They'll stone you when you're walking on the floor. They'll
say till I breathe. They'll stone you and you're sent down in your grave. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
Tears, idle tears, I know not what they mean. Tears from the depths of some divine despair rise from the heart and gather in the eyes when looking on the happy autumn fields and thinking of the days that are no more. Fresh as the first beam glimmering on a sail that brings our friends up from the underworld. Sad as the last which reddens over one which sinks with all we love below the verge. So sad, so fresh, the days that are no more. Oh, sad and strange, as in dark summer dawns the earliest pipe of half-awakened birds to dying ears, when unto dying eyes the casement slowly grows a glimmering square. So sad, so strange, the days that are no more. Dear, as remembered kisses after death, and sweet as those by hopeless fancy feigned on lips that are for others, sweet as love, sweet as first love, and wild with all regret. Oh, death in life, the days that are some, that are no more. At this time, the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, ends its Bobcast day on Listener Ignored Radio Valencia.fm in the city of Free Airplay. Please join us next week at the same time for the next iteration of this familiar format. And if you can't wait the week, well, there's the Puzzling Evidence show next Wednesday. There's the Relodio show tomorrow night, Saturday night, probably between 9 and 10. There's the Ask Dr. Hal show, the home edition, coming up on the third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, of course, there's K-Rob's show on Thursday night. Yes, all these shows, they kind of mix and mingle together in one marvelous amalgam. And we hope that you are there for some of it. An ever-growing, ever-cross-circuited, complex creation of apparent free association and all the skill of the mixer's art, depending upon the power and virtue of the interest of that same operator. A high standard which we also attempt to meet. Here, at this special place and time. And so, on behalf of the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, and all its affiliates, it is my pleasant duty now to wish you all, Etherettes and Rocket Rookies, good night and good morning.